So in Hebrews, Bible said, the Lord is going to come to shake everything.
那在希伯来书呢？圣经说就是神要来摇动。
The earth is going to be shaken, and the heaven is going to be shaken.
这个地上呢，跟天上呢，都会被震动。
And only the unshakable remains.
只有那不可以震动的呢，能够存留下来。
So that means everything you see will be shaken.
所以呢，你看到的所有的一切呢，都会被震动。
The economics will be shaken.
经济会被震动。
The international political arena will be shaken.
那这个国际的政局呢，也会被震动。
And even the climate is shaken.
甚至这个天气呢，都会来，气候也会变。
And many things are not going to be the same anymore.
很多事情呢都不再一样。
Just like you know, the Prime Minister of Singapore said something on the anniversary. It's very serious.
那就像那个新加坡的总理呢，他讲了一个事情，在他的 anniversary
的the countries.
他们国家的这个庆典上，他讲了一个事情。
He said, "You Singaporeans think this year is hard."
那你们新加坡人，你们觉得今年很难？
But I let you know that this is the best year of next 10 years.
但是我要跟你说呢，在过之后的十年呢，这一年，今年将是你最好的一年。
Get prepared.
你要预备好。
Now people know that Singapore is the world center of the finance and all these things, you know.
那很多人都知道呢，新加坡就是世界什么经济的中心吧？
金融中心。
金融中心。
The Prime Minister is not saying anything just randomly.
那这个总理不是随便说这些话的。
He has all his caucus and the people beside him.
那呢，他有很多就是跟他的一些的同谋一起来帮助他。
So we already see from the States, China, and COVID, and Russia, Ukraine, all these things. The things are shaken.
那你也看到中国、美国就是还有这个疫情，还有就是俄罗斯跟乌克兰的征战。
This is something very, very scaring for all the people on the earth.
其实呢，对世界上每一个人来说，这些事情都是非常可怕的。
It's going to be more scaring.
可是呢，还是会更加的恐怖。
However, Jesus said, when you see these things,
但是耶稣说呢，当你看到这些事的时候，
you are going to lift up your heads.
你要抬起头来。
And be confident.
也要有信心
，because your days of redemption is near.
因为呢，你的救赎的日子近了。
And also, he said, "I say these things to you, want you to be prepared."
那他讲这些话呢，他是希望我们能够预备好。
That means we are different people.
那意思就是我们是不同的人。
We are different people.
我们是不一样的人群。
A different people means we are not the same as the people in this world.
意思就是我们跟世上的人是不一样的。
I remember a few years ago in our mother church, the prophets come to prophesy in a few sessions.
那我记得就是几年前在母堂呢，就是有一些先知来祷告，来祷告。
Prophesy for individuals is so powerful.
那他们对每一个人发预言呢，他这些信息都是非常的有力的。
The last session for the young people.
那最后一节课呢，是给年轻的一代。
And the prophets prophesied.
那这个先知呢，就发预言。
Some of you will be sent to Arabic countries.
那他们就说有一些你们当中的人呢，将会差派到阿拉伯国家的。
Some of you are going to be martyred in Europe.
那有一些人呢，你们会在欧洲呢被杀
殉道
殉道。
However, when the listeners we are prepared, we know this is not God something bad thing will happen to us.
那我们听的人，我们知道这不是说讲一些不好的事情要发生在他们身上。
Because we know who we are in Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道我们在耶稣基督里是什么样的人。
Does Lord want us to get prepared?
神只是希望我们预备好。
Now prepared.So that our life is solid.
我们预备好了，以至于我们的生命呢是一个坚固的。
We need to know that our life on this earth is the eternal life.
我们要知道我们在世上这个生命呢就已经是永恒的生命。
When we talk about the eternal life, it's the life.
那我们讲到永生的就是真正的生命。
Well, Jesus talk about eternal life, he always sometimes use life, sometimes use eternal life.
那当耶稣讲到永生的时候，他有时候说是生命，有的时候他会说是永生。
Because for God, if you have life, which is eternal life.
因为对神来讲呢，你有生命的话，就已经是永生了。
If you do not have eternal life, you have no life.
如果你没有永生呢，其实你连生命都没有。
Christians, when we were born again that day, we already have eternal life.
当基督徒重生的那一天呢，我们就已经有了永生。
When we physically die on that day, when God calls us home, we are going to sleep. Remember this.
那当耶稣，当神召我们回家，我们死去那天呢，其实我们只是睡着了。
So when we come to this faith of Christ, we need to clearly know we are called to be in the eternal life.
当我们来到这个，就我们被神呼召了，我们要知道我们就是已经有永生。
Everything will come along.
很多事情都会，就是很顺。
Your relationship with your spouse, all the beautiful things happen in your family and the finance, that just comes along.
那你跟你的配偶的关系，还有你家的经济，还有各个人际关系的这一切呢，都会很自然的生出来。
However, those are not the major things.
但是那些并不是真正的东西，主要的东西。
God promised to look after you.
那神呢是应许来照顾你的。
But when the day comes, we still need to go home.
但是那一天来到的时候，我们还是要回天家。
So Christians need to.Set our firm foundation on Jesus Christ, His death and the resurrection.
那所以呢，我们基督徒呢，要把我们的生命建立在他那个真正的磐石上，他的重生，他的复活。
Your eyes are not on the money here, your living situation here. Those things, the Bible said, when you seek the kingdom first, everything else will be added to you.
那我们的眼目呢，不是定睛在我们的经济和我们的环境上面，乃是神说，我们当时我们寻求神的果和神的义呢，他一切这些都会加给我们。
So our focus needs to be right.
所以我们的焦点呢，需要是正确的。
If our focus is not right, you know, we just, there's English saying, we lose direction, lose focus.
那如果我们的焦点是不对呢，不对的话呢，那我们就失去了我们的目标。
When we lose focus, we lose everything.
那我们失去了我们的目标，我们其实什么都没有。
So today we are read Bible, Matthew chapter 7:7-27.
那我们今天读马太福音第七章七到二十。
These are very familiar passages, and can I ask?Anna to read in English, and if you have Chinese Bible, you read yourself.
那这是一个常常读到的经文。那我是 Anna， 我会读一下。那如果读英文，如果你们要看中文的话，你们可以看中文。
Maybe we can also put on the screen.
我们也让 Alan 把它打在墙上。Ask 啊，就是七七就开始来。Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you will have them do to you.For this sums up the law of the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for the false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from the thorn bushes?Or figs from the thistle. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
Yes, here the Lord is talking about building our houses on a very firm, firm foundation, which is a rock.
那这里呢，就讲到就是我们把耶稣讲我们怎样把我们的房子建在一个坚固的一个地基上。
But of course, we are more concerned about the prayer being answered.
那我们更关心的是我们的祷告要蒙应许。
So the Bible started with the prayer being answered because we are concerned about that, our prayers.
所以呢，这一段圣经呢，就是先开始是讲到你我们的祷告，因为我们更关心的是我们祷告有没有被聆听。
So Jesus answered, "Yes, whoever knocks, it will be open. Whoever seeks, it will find."
所以呢，这里呢，耶稣就说呢，是的，你的祷告会被应许，因为呢，叩门就会给你开门。
Who is asking, it shall be given.
那呢，祈求的就会得着。
And why he says, because we are concerned about our prayer being answered.
那为什么
or not?
为什么我们这么担心，就是我们的祷告有没有被聆听呢？
Now Jesus said, yes. Whoever asks, it will be given.
那耶稣说是的，会的。你们祈求呢，就一定会给你们。
Whoever seeks.You will find.
寻找就能寻见。
Whoever knocks the door, it will be open to you.
叩门呢，就给你们开门。
The reason is very simple.
那原因也很简单。
The reason is very simple. He said, "Everyone who asks receives; he who seeks finds; and to him who knocks, the door will be open."
也原因很简单，因为凡祈求的呢，就能得着；寻找就能寻见；叩门就能给他开门。
Are you convinced by Jesus' answer?
那你被耶稣的回答有被就是顺服吗？
You know, you are interesting. Is my prayer going to be answered? Is when I knock, is the door going to be open to you? You know, when I seek my direction, seek my ways, am I going to be found?
那你有被这个答案满足吗？你觉得你祈求的时候，神就是一定会给你得着？你寻找就是方向的时候，神一定会让你寻见吗
？Are you satisfied with Jesus' answer? He said.
那你
Yes, because everybody asks, receives. Everybody seeks, finds.
那你有就是了解就是耶稣的他这个想法吗？就是说，因为真的就是你祈求的时候，他就会给你。
Because the Father's nature is like this.
因为呢，就是天父的这个本性就是这样子。
Because there's no much reasoning behind.
其实没有很多就是理论背后的一些。
Yes, our Father is like this. If you ask, He will give it to you.
那我们天父就是这样的，你祈求他就给你。
And then he explains a little bit with the illustration.
那呢，他也就是之后呢，他就来就是来分析更多。
You know, Lord sometimes knows.You guys don't understand what I'm saying.
那因为
It's so simple, but you don't get it.
那因为主呢知道有的时候我们不能完全理解他，虽然很简单，我们还是不能够理解。
Because he knows we have little faith.
因为他知道我们是小信的人。
You know, Lord knows us.
神知道我们。
Lord knows us.
神知道。
And then he explained to us with a very simple daily life example.
他呢之后呢就拿一个非常简单的每一天的一例子呢来解释一下。
Okay, so which of you, if your son asks for bread, you give him a stone?
他说你们中间呢，你们有儿子问你要饼，你会给他石头吗？
Or if he asks for a fish, you give him a snake.
那如果他问你要鱼，你会给他蛇吗？
Even you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给了你，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗
？He tried to explain to us how much the Heavenly Father loves us. Basically, you guys are not good. in the original word, it says you are evil. You guys are evil.
那么他这里就是讲说，虽然你们不好，你们是邪恶的。这里用的词其实是邪恶。你们都知道拿好东西给你们自己的儿女。
Yeah, when we think, yes, yeah, that's true. No matter how bad I am, when my children ask for good things, I will give good things, never give bad things.
这是真的，就不管我们有多坏，可是我们还问我们要的时候，我们还会想要把最好的给他们。
I watched many movies. They are very bad characters.When he see the children, immediately they change. He give good things.
那我也看很多，就是电影。那电影里边的那个人呢，虽然是一个非常邪恶的人，可是当他们看到自己的孩子的时候呢，他们也会改变，他们会想要把好东西给自己的孩子。
Our Father in heaven is much better than us.
那我们天上的父呢，比我们好太多了。
His nature is love.
他的天性呢，本性就是爱。
He will give everything.We ask.
他会把我们祈求，凡有我们祈求，他都会给我们。
However, your question is.
那你的问题是
？Lord, I prayed many prayers.
那主啊，我祷告了很多呀。
It seems not answered.
怎么好像没有被应许呢
？I'm very worried too.
那我也很担心，很焦虑。
I'm worried about my spouse being saved.
那我 being saved.
Saved, yes.
那我担心我的配偶能不能得救。
I worry about my children's education.
我担心我儿女的成绩学习。
I worry about my work job.
那我担心我的工作。
I worry about tomorrow if I have some business.
那我也担心如果我有生意的话，我会担心明天我的生意会怎样。
I'm worry about my bank account, the zeros or whatever.
我也担心我的银行账户有几个零。
I'm worried about the interest rate now it's keep rising.
我担心我们现在这个利率一直在往上涨。
Actually, I have a friend, they are planning to sell the house because they cannot pay the interest.
那我有个朋友呢，就是因为没有办法再继续付这个利息，他们想要卖房了。
Think about last year you are paying $3,000every month and $2,000 for the interest, $1,000 for the principal.
你想想看，去年可能你一个月付3000块钱的贷款，2000块是利息，1000块是你的就是本金。
But now the interest double, triple.
那现在这个利息呢，就是已经翻倍，甚至翻3倍。
This then the bank tells you you need to pay $5,000 purely for interest.
那银行可能过来跟你讲，哦，你要可能每个月至少要花5000，而且这个5000呢，都只是在利息上面而已。
What are you going to do?
那你怎么办？
Father, did you have you answered my prayer?
就问天父啊，神，那你答应了我的祷告吗？
那 Jesus said, Yes, I have. It's no problem. I have answered your prayer.
那耶稣说，是的，我已经回答了你，已经听了你的祷告。
It's how much more Heavenly Father will give good gifts to you.
天上的父会把更好的东西给你。
But then Jesus said, Therefore.
那耶稣又说了呢？So
whatever you want other people to do to you, you do to other people.
他说你想别人怎么待你，你就先怎么待别人。
And then you said, "What are you talking about? I'm thinking about if my prayers get answered. Why do you talk about I should treat other people? Well, this is not related."
然后你就可能就会问神，哎呀，这个我最关心的是我的祷告有没有蒙应许？你为什么又讲另外一件事情呢？为什么要讲我要怎么对别人呢？
Jesus said, and so in everything, as therefore, 所以
so,
you are more confused.
Because 所以他在讲说，所以该怎么样？所以我们就感觉好像更糊涂了。
Sometimes we don't know what Jesus is talking about.
有时候我们都不能理解耶稣在讲什么。
If my son come to me, I said, son, if you do this, I give you everything.
那如果我的儿子过来跟我讲，说，儿子，你要做这个做那个的话呢，我就什么都给你。
Therefore, you should love your sisters.
所以你要爱你的妹妹姐姐。
He's confused. Therefore, what is therefore?
然后他可能就会很糊涂，什么叫做所以呢？所以什么呢
？Maybe most of our parents says.I will give you everything, but you should love your sisters. Not therefore.
那一般呢，就作为父母都会说，啊，我会 给你所有的，但是你要爱你的。
But Jesus does not say but, he said therefore.
但是耶稣并没有说，但是他说的是所以。
Is that interesting?
是不是很有趣啊？
You know, brothers, sisters, we sometimes our thoughts are very far away from Jesus' thoughts.
其实我们很多思想呢，跟耶稣的思想是非常的远。
That's why we need Holy Spirit to help us to understand.
所以我们需要圣灵在我们里面来帮助我们了解。
If I tell my son, if you ask this, I'll give it to you. Therefore, you should be good to your sisters. That's really from my heart, because that's how I treat you. You should treat your sisters. Therefore, it's just so natural.
但是对我来讲，如果我跟我孩子说，你要啊，我会把一切都给你，所以你要爱你的弟兄，爱你的姐妹，因为我就是这样子爱他，爱你的姐妹。所以呢，这对我来说是一个发自内心，就是一个很自然的一个事情。
So if you find this is a little bit tricky to you, and that's normal because you need the faith, same as me.
那如果这节经文读你读起来觉得比较难理解呢？其实啊，我们就都是一样，我们都需要更多的信心。
You need the Holy Spirit, same as me.
你跟我一样都需要圣灵。
You need to read the Bible, same as me.
就像跟我一样，你们都需要读圣经。
You need to be really serious about the relationship with God, same as me.
那呢你要跟我一样呢，我们要非常对我们跟神的关系呢要来上心。
So that in the coming days when the Lord speak to you, you can hear.
以至于呢那一天神要对你说话的时候呢，你能够听得见。
So if you find it's troublesome for you to understand, actually I had a lot of trouble to understand, that means we need to get closer to the Lord.
那如果呢你读段经文你觉得好像不能明白，其实我自己也有很多不明白的。
We need to know his heart.
我们要更亲近神，更来了解他的心。
That's why when he said in the last days everything is going to be shaken and tada, you get scared, but the Lord says no, you don't get scared.
那所以呢，圣经上说呢，到末日的时候，一切事情都要被震动，你会很害怕。但是神跟你说，你不要害怕。
Because I'm the good shepherd.
因为我是好牧人。
A good shepherd never forsake a sheep.
那个好牧人呢，永远都不会就是失去放弃那个羊。
So.Then he said, this is very important, how to treat others.
那这里讲的很重要，就是你要怎么待别人。
Do you guys get it? Why some of the prayers are not yet answered?
那你有没有明白呢？为什么你的祷告有些不蒙垂听呢？
Because God says you need to know how to treat others. Because other people, they want their prayers to be answered too.
那在这里呢，他就是说你要看顾别人，因为别人呢，他们也有祷告需要被蒙垂听。
There was a time when the federal election came, some people said, "Let's remove Harper because he's not good for the immigrants."
那当时就是联邦大选的时候呢，有些人就说，哦，我们不要让这个哈珀继续的当总理了，因为他对移民来说不好。
Harper is a Christian, serious Christian. He's praying. He said, "No, let God don't let the bad immigrants come in."
那哈佛总理呢？他是一个好的基督徒。他的祷告就是，哦，主啊，不要让那些不好的移民的人进来加拿大。
Whose prayer Lord is going to answer first?
那神要听谁的祷告呢？
You think your prayer is very, very important?
你觉得你的祷告是很重要的。
Harper think his prayer is important.
那哈伯总理也觉得他的祷告很重要。
So Jesus said, therefore you should treat others as the way you want them to treat you.
所以耶稣说，所以呢，你要别人怎么待你，你想别人怎么待你，你就要怎么样待别人。
So if you want God to answer your prayer,
所以呢，如果你想要神垂听你的祷告。
You want to get financially well?
你想要经济上就是过得好。
Yeah, how about others?
那别人呢？
If you want your husband to come back home?
如果你想要你的丈夫回家。
And how about if your husband think about you?
那你的丈夫怎么想你呢？怎么看你呢？
I still remember that incident when I was a young Christian.I was amazed the Lord gave me wisdom to cancel marriage.
那我想到当时就是我还是个年轻基督徒的时候，神就给我很多智慧，以至于我可以服侍已婚的弟兄姐妹。
There are two incidents. One incident, this sister said, I want to divorce my husband.
那有一次呢，就是有一个姐妹就说，哦，我想跟我老公离婚。
Everything he does does not match my standard.
他做的一切事都不合我的标准。
He asked me, I was not married.
他就问我，但是我还没有结婚呢。
I said, you know, the best thing, you fast 3 days and pray.
那我就跟他说，最好你就是三天禁食祷告。
After 3 days fasting and prayer, she told me.
那过了三天，他禁食祷告以后呢？他跟我说。
She said, I think I have some problem.
他就跟我说。
I need to change.
他就跟我说，哎，我觉得我有些问题，我要改变。
I said, right on.
那就太好了，那就对了。
So that's how I counsel marriage.
那就是我怎么样能够辅导别人婚姻。
Whoever comes to me, I said, you go and fast for 3 days.
谁来我这，我都说你回去禁食祷告。
I'm joking, but you know, the Lord is going to tell you how to have a heart to feel about other people.
那神就是教了我们怎么样来对待别人。
There's another incident. This sister was crying, come to the church, a new believer, because her husband just gave her paper to divorce her.
那有一次还有另外一个姐妹呢，来教会就那里哭，她就说，她的丈夫刚刚给了她那个离婚协议书。
She says, actually, you know, I really love my husband, and da 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 da. Oh, this, but now he's going to divorce me.
她就说，哎呀，我真的很爱我的老公啊，怎么样，可是他还是要跟我离婚。
Lord, give me a wisdom. Ask her one question.
那呢，神就给我一个智慧，让我能够问他一个问题。
You are praying really hard. I said, think about it. If you were God, would you going to bring your husband to your side?
那我就问他说，他说你现在祷告这么，你现在在祷告，然后你想想看，如果你是神的话，你会把你的丈夫带到你身边吗？
Then she thought a bit.
然后他就想了想。
She said, if I were God, no.
如果我是神的话，我也不会。
That's right. If you are God, you look at there, bring your husband to you. What is good for him then?
那如果你是以神的角度来看的话，如果把这个丈夫留在这个姐妹身边，对这个丈夫来说有什么好处呢？
You see, now she, suddenly she said, oh yeah, I know, I need to change.
那突然他就知道，哦，他需要改变。
So after some time,
过了一段时间
and the husband come back home.
啊，这个丈夫真的也就回家了。
Of course, very trembling.
当然是非常惧怕的回家。
And once he put the socks somewhere, oh, look at the wife. Where should I put my socks? Am I going to be scolded again? You know?
他放袜子的时候他也很紧张。这个丈夫刚回家的时候，哎呀，我这个袜子该放哪啊？我的老婆不会骂我。
But the wife was so gentle.
但是这个太太已经改变，变得非常的温柔。
So the husband start having more feel happier and freer.
那这个丈夫也会感觉到更加的开心，更加的自由。
Anyway, so that's how the Lord says, if you want your prayers get answered, you need to know how to treat other people.
所以呢，这里讲你要想你的。祷告蒙应听蒙聆听的，你要知道怎么样对待别人。
Sometimes the Lord does not answer your prayer because the Lord is waiting.
那有的时候神没有听你的祷告，是因为神还在等候。
Wait that you can be a good vessel of blessing for others.
以至于等到你呢，成为一个能够成为别人祝福的一个器皿。
You see, Lord not just want to bless you, but at the same time want to bless others.
因为神呢，不仅仅是想祝福你，还要祝福其他的人。
Actually, the very meaning of life is that a person can bless others.
那其实呢，生命真正的意义呢，就是在乎这个人能不能祝福到其他人。
It's not how much you have.
而不是你自己有多少。
It's how much you can bless others.
而是你可以呢祝福别人多少。
This is a very interesting paradox of God's nature.
那这个是神的一个本性，一个非常有趣的一面。
He want to bless you, but he want you to give.
他想要祝福你呢，同时他也想要你给予。
Without giving, nobody is happy.
那如果你没有给予呢，你没有人是可以开心。
I met so many people. If they have a lot, but nobody appreciate what they have, they are not giving blessing, and they never be happy.
那呢，就是有我也遇到很多人，就是他有很多东西，有很多资源，但是呢，他不给予的话，
Yeah, just like our, we Chinese, at least we give to our children.
那就像我们作为 中国人，我们至少能够把我们的给我们的后代。
So our Chinese nation, this people like to find the happiness of giving to children.
那对于中国人讲呢，就是我们的快乐就是在乎我们怎么给我们的孩子。
Of course, there are more to give.
那当然还有，他们有更多可以给。
Yeah, give to more people.
给更多的人。
So the Lord, next thing is talking about false prophets.
那之后呢，是耶稣就讲到就是假先知。
Why this talk, after this talk about false prophets?
那为什么他讲这里以后呢，就开始讲到假先知了呢？
Those people, they perform miracles, and in Jesus' name, they prophesy, perform miracles, and preach gospel. Why Jesus said, you be aware, they are not my true prophets.
那为什么这里讲到这些人呢？就是有行神迹啊，他也好像在传福音啊。为什么耶稣讲到这些是假的，假先知呢？
Because they are not leading you to the God's word, leading you to the right way.
因为呢，这些人呢，没有把你带到神的面前，而是把你带到了别的路上。
They only promise you something very good is going to happen if you do this, if you do that.
他们只是给你一些应许，就是、说哦，你做这个，你就会有好的事情发生。
So that's why Jesus said you need to go to the narrow door.
所以呢，耶稣说你需要进这个窄门。
And many many times we are tempted to go to the wide door.
可是
church is tempted.
可是呢，教对于我们教会来说呢，我们就会好像被迷惑，我们想要去那个宽的门。
Because that's easier.
因为那个门更容易走。
Many people are found.
啊、很多人也能够找到这个门。
The narrow door is harder.
可是那个窄门呢就很难了。
By the way, Bible didn't say the narrow door is harder door.
其实呢，是圣经没有说那个窄门是难找的门。
This is two concepts.
其实这是两个概念。
Narrow door does not mean it's a harder door.
那窄门并不是一个更难的门。
So when we read Bible, listen to sermons, very be very careful.
那我们读圣经，我们听讲到的时候，我们要非常的小心。
The wide door is a hard door.
其实那个宽的门是个难更难的门。
Because it leads to what? Destruction.
为什么呢？因为它带你进入的是那个毁灭当中。
But why we think the narrow door is harder?
那为什么我们觉得那个窄门会更难呢？
That's a false prophet.Told you.
那其实是假先知。
So that's why you need to be aware of false prophets.
所以呢，你要小心假先知的讲道。
The narrow door has a God which is a creator. How can it be harder?
那这个窄门呢是神造的，怎么会更难呢？
How can it be harder?
它怎么会更难呢？
But it's narrow.
但是它就是窄。
Because fewer people have found.
因为呢，比较少的人能够找到。
Because people want to 随大流啊 the good, go where the crowd goes.
因为别人都喜欢随大流去找那个大的门，宽
大
的门。
But be careful.
但是你要小心。
Democracy is not God's way.
那这个就是那个民主并不是神的道路。
Democracy says if in your fridge you have 10 apples, 9 are rotten, 1 looks good.Threw away the one because it's a minority.
那呢，对于民主来讲呢，如果你冰箱有十个苹果，九个都是烂，只有一个是好的，民主会告诉你把那个好的扔掉，因为呢，
它是少数，
它是少数。
So the Democrats tell you, throw away that one which is different.
那呢，民主
because the minority.
民主就告诉你把那个少数的扔掉，因为它是少数。
But Jesus said, I don't care as a majority, minority. In my heaven, everything is going to be the good things.
那耶稣来了，他就说，我不管你是少数的还是大多数的，在我的国度呢，我就是有所有的，都是好的东西。
So the Lord says this is narrow door because he knows many people want to choose that wide door.
所以耶稣说呢，要进这个窄门，因为他知道大部分人都会选择那个宽的门。
It's not about hard or easy.
不是容易或。
In the last days, you will find going to the wide door is much harder.
其实呢，到末世的时候，你会发现进这个宽大的门是更难的。
I told many people, I have God, life is still hard. You have no God, do you think your life is easier than mine?
那我跟很多人讲呢，我有神，我都觉得生活过得很艰难。如果你没有神，你生活难道不会更难吗？
Which is harder?
哪个更难呢？
I have a God.
我有神啊。
Who's helping me?
这个神是帮助我的神。
The narrow door head, we have God to help us.
那这个窄门呢，我们有神来帮助我们。
In the last days, everything is going to be shaken.
那到末世的时候呢，一切东西都要来震动。
That's why Jesus warned us, be careful about the false prophets.
所以呢，耶稣呢就来提醒我们，我们要小心这个假先知。
No matter how good things they offer you, but if they do not lead you to the word of God, they are leading you to the wrong way.
那如不管他给你的就是应许有多好，他讲话有多甜，但是如果他不能把你带到神呢，他就是把你带到死亡。
So Jesus then said another therefore.
所以呢，这里耶稣又讲了一个所以。
Therefore, whoever listens to my words and practices it is like a wise man building his house on the rock.
所以呢，他这里讲，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
All this leading to this.
那所有这一切呢，都会把你带向这方面。
My friend, you want your prayers to be answered.
你们想要你们的祷告蒙垂听吗
？Yes, I know that.
是的，每个人我知道。
But you need to know most important is build your house, your life on a firm.Foundation.
那更重要的就是我们要把我们的生命建立在这个磐石上。
Here, Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock."
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blow and beat against the house.
雨淋水冲，风吹撞的那房子。
Yet it did not fall.
房子总不倒塌。
Because it had its foundation on the rock.
因为根基立在磐石上。
But.
但是。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice.
凡听我这话不去行的。
It's like a foolish man who builds his house on sand.
好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
雨淋风吹水冲，风吹撞了那房子，房子就倒塌了，而且倒塌的很大。
And he said two situations.
他就讲了，这是两个比喻，两个。
The first one is listen to Jesus' word and practice.
那第一个人呢，就是他听神的话，然后呢，他也行动出来。
Second is the one who hear the word but not practice.
那第二种人呢，就是他听了但没有去行。
He is not talking about if you are studying the word of God or not.
这里并没有讲说你研究神的话语还是不研究神的话语。
Both are studying the word of God.
其实两种人都有在学神的话语。
How about the people who do not study the word of God?
那些连神的话语都不学的人呢？
So they do not build house at all. Don't need to worry.
他们就根本就连房子都没有。
But here, they are talking about the Christians who are all building the house.
其实他这里讲的是我们基督徒，我们都在建立我们的房子。
By the way, I shared to you before, the house also means family.
那这个。房子呢，也是代表了家庭。
In the old language, any old language, family and house they cannot separate.
那在以前的语言里面呢，房子跟家庭这两个关系是没有办法区别。
There's a go home, go home, go into that house.
那我们说回家就是回到那个房子。
So basically, Jesus also, I think, means you are going to build your family.On this firm foundation.
那我也是觉得耶稣在讲的，我们要把我们的家庭建立在这个坚固的磐石上。
There was a famous socialist, sociologist said, last century he said in 21st century the biggest problem we are facing is the family problem.
那在上个世纪的一个很出名的一个社会学家呢，他就讲到在二十世纪呢，人面对的最大的问题就是家庭的问题。
I think the Lord gave that revelation to this this sociologist.
那我觉得这个是神给他这个社会学家的这一个启示。
The Lord knows.
神知道。
The house is in problem. Is in trouble.
那神知道我们。
Family is in trouble.
我们的家庭呢？我房子呢是会出现问题。
But here, brother, sister, is about practicing. It's not about reading.
那这里讲到的是关乎我们的行为行动，而并不是我们有没有在听。
And also he said there will be rain, stream and winds which is going to come against the house.
那他这里讲到呢，雨一定会来的，水一定会冲的，风也一定会撞这个房子的。
And also you find 25 says and beat against the house.
这25节讲到呢，就是撞的这个房子。
And 27 also says beat against the house.
那这个27节也同样讲的撞了这个房子。
One house is on the rock, another house is on the sand.
那一个房子在磐石上，一个房子在沙土上。
Actually, interesting enough, the other day I was reading my Greek Bible, I found these two beat against, they are different.
那这很有趣。那一天呢，我在读我希腊版本的那个圣经的时候，我发现这两个撞着那个房子的撞这个字是不一样的。
The original word, they use two different words.
那这个原文呢，它是用两个不同的字来写。
One is coptal, another is piptal.
有一个是 coptal, 一个是 piptal.
So, which one do you think is more serious, coptal or piptal?
那你觉得哪一个状更激烈呢？是 piptal 还是 coptal?
If you think it's coptal, raise your hand.If you say pivotal, raise your hand. Okay. Ladies raise their hands with pivotal and men raise the coptal. Okay. Actually, the coptal is more serious.
这第一个是吗？
第二个
。So the
coptal.
Coptal 更严重，这个状更严重。
Coptal is a verb which is called 及物动词。It's a...You are going to 及物动词和非及物动词 for sorry the English.
你说是什么？就是 power generation.
No. The 及物动词和不及物动词。One is you are going to demand an object, another does not. 介词。Yeah. So one coptal demands an object. Basically, you have a target. Okay, you have a target.You target that person, target that house. That's coptal. That's for the second.
那这个第二种这种撞呢，它是有一个对象的，就是你是要去撞击这个东西。
The piptal, which is just like the fig trees, figs are going to fall to the ground. That's called piptal.
那第一种撞呢，就是 piptal, 就好像那个无花果是要掉在地上那种撞，就是自然的掉下。
它是没有目标的。
So there's no
object. So in I forgot the English word in Chinese, 及物动词和不及物动词。
没听过。
You don't know Chinese grammar. Okay, so basically, this coptal, whoever is not building the house on the sand, the winds come, there's a purpose.
那在这里讲的，如果你的房子是在那沙土上的，那个风来的时候，它是有目标性的来攻击你。对。
Yes. You know the coptal, this word also used in Bible is like when people moan, they beat their breast, they beat.
然后这个 piptal 呢，这个词 coptal 呢，在这个词在圣经里也讲到，就是当人哭泣，就是撕裂衣服，然后他捶打自己胸这样子的一个动作，也是用同样的词。
And also that word is for cut a branch from the tree, also use that.
那还有就是讲到就是把这个枝子砍下来，这个砍下来，这个也是这个撞击这个词。
这是 coptal.
Coptal.
那 piptal is just something is falling, there's no purpose.
Piptal 呢，这个撞的就是东西掉下来这样子，很自然的。
So, the first one is piptal. When the house is on the rock, the winds come and rivers come, and it's like a piptal. It's like nothing. It's not going to be so serious.
那在第一种房子，就是建立在磐石上的房子呢，它来的时候只是 piptal, 就是一个风只是自然的吹，雨只是自然的淋。
And because the house is built firm there, prepared.
因为呢，这个房子呢，它是建立在坚固的磐石上，它是已经预备好的一个房子。
Think about this Pipto and the Copto. Pipto is like there's a child come to challenge this world class boxer.
那你想想看，就是一个孩子呢来挑战一个这个世界级的一个拳击运动员。
So the you know world class boxer says yes, come.
啊，这个拳击运动员就说，那你来吧。
The child says, boom, 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 boom. You know, the master just smile.
那这个小孩过来捶他几下，那这个运动员也只是在微笑而已。
Because he's very firm, he's prepared, he's solid.
因为呢，他是很强壮的，他也是预备好的，他是非常就是稳固的在那里。
You know, Satan is going to send all kinds of storms and troubles to come to Christian's life.
那呢，撒旦呢会差派，不是会弄各种各样的麻烦来到基督徒的生命当中。
Of course, Satan also attacks the people all over the world.
那当然呢，撒旦也是世界上任何人他都可以都来去攻击。
But remember one thing, Christian is his main target.
但是你要知道呢，基督徒呢是他们主要攻击的对象。
Because other people are like chickens on the in the pot, for him it's no problem.
那因为其他人对他来讲呢，就是好像那个鸡已经炖到那个汤里一样，对他来说没有什么攻击。
But Christians are the chickens suddenly become alive and become his enemy.
可是基督徒对他来讲，就好像是那个鸡突然复活了，变成了他们的对立，他们的仇敌。
So that's why you hear the Christians always says spiritual warfare.
所以我们
the people in the world they do not have spiritual warfare.
所以基督徒呢，我们常常讲哦，我们有属灵征战啊。但是呢，世界上人没有听过属灵征战这么一说。
Because Satan is targeting Christians.
因为呢，撒旦呢在定睛在这个基督徒身上。
That's why Christians sometimes experience something very, very weird.
所以基督徒呢，有的时候呢会遇到一些很奇怪的事情。
Very weird things. Let's say if one day the pastor said something, just offended this sister. This sister gets really, really depressed.
那比方说
，I'm not saying you. Sometimes.
就比方说，就是比如说，哦，一个牧师呢，有一天跟一个姐妹说了一些话呢，那个姐妹就突然变得非常非常的焦虑。
Sometimes sister says, "Oh, you know, thinking a lot about a lot of things."
啊，这个姐妹就开始想一大堆乱七八糟的事情。
But you know, in the world, this boss just scolded on the face in front of the public. I'm going to fire you if you do this tomorrow.And she said, "Okay, yes, okay, no problem."
但是呢，这个人呢，可能他在他的老板面前，老板当众啊训斥他，跟他说啊，你不这么做，我就马上把你开除，把你炒你鱿鱼啊。这个人就说，好好好好，我去做。
It seems there's no spiritual warfare in the world, but there's spiritual warfare in the church.
你感觉好像呢，在这个世上呢，好像没有属灵征战，可是在教会里就是有属灵征战。
You know, some of the people left the church when we thought about really no serious things, just maybe one or two words.
那我们也看到很多人离开教会呢。其实你，我们认真想想看，好像也没发生什么事情，就可能就是一两句话讲的不对，他们就走了。
Because the enemy tried to find your weakness to attack you purposely.
因为呢，仇敌呢就是在找你的那个软弱的地方来攻击你那个地方。
So Copto, basically a Just look at that place and start beating you.
那呢，这个 Copto 就是有一个目标性啊，看到你那个地方，他就专门找那个地方来攻击你。
And that's why Jesus said, "This house is going to fall."
所以呢，耶稣就说这个房子呢一定会倒塌。
And he added another sentence.
然后他又加了一句。
Very interesting. I said, "Jesus, you, Lord, you don't need that sentence."
那我就跟神说，神啊，你不说要再讲一句吧。
Okay, maybe Alvin can project on it. It says the house will fall and what?
那这里讲了什么呢？倒塌的怎么样呢？
倒塌的更大。
With a great crash.
I said, Lord, you just stop here.You know, the rain comes, the stream rolls, and the wind blows and bit at the rock, and it fell.
那我就觉得说，哎，神啊，你就写雨淋、水冲撞了那房子就倒塌，写到这里就可以了吧
Why it says it's with a great crush?
为什么说倒塌的非常大很大呢？
In Chinese it's even more dramatic.
那在中文里讲的就是好像更严重。
Big crush.
就是倒塌的，倒塌的很大。
I said, Lord, the crush that's already done. Why do you say big crush?
那我就说说神啊，就是倒塌就倒塌了吧，为什么还要倒塌的很大呢？
Brothers and sisters, if we build the house on the sand,
但是弟兄姐妹，如果我们把我们的房子建立在沙土上，
when it fails on you,
它倒
on yourself,
倒塌的时候，它就是倒在你自己的身上。
That's why Bible said you are the light of the world.
所以圣经上说的，你是世上的光。
Don't put your light on the bushel.
啊，不要把你的光呢，把它藏在底下。
You are the salt of the world.
你是世上的盐。
Don't, if the salt lost its saltiness, and what kind be good at?
那如果盐呢失去了咸味呢，自己还有什么用呢？
Just throw out and be trampled.
啊，这些盐都要扔到外面了，被践踏在地
上。Even it's worse than the dung, because dung come, you know, the dung, can be fertilized, but the salt cannot be fertilized.
当
粪
哦，就像那个粪便，甚至粪便还有一点用，因为你还可以当化肥。可是这个盐真的是一点用都没有。
So it's serious for Christians if we do not build our house on the rock.
所以呢，对我们基督徒来讲，如果我们没有办法把我们的房子建立在磐石上的话呢
？When I said all this, the purpose is not for us to fear.
那我讲这些呢，不是让我们惧怕。
But even for building house, the prayer is.Answered.
那是你建造房子之后呢，你的祷告呢已经被垂听。
So we have to pray first, Lord, build our house.
所以我们祷告第一件事就是神啊，建立我们的房子。
Build our life.
建立我们的生命。
On a firm foundation.
在建立在一个坚固的磐石上。
That's the Lord says every prayer will be answered, but you guys need to know your life is more important.
那你的祷告呢都会被垂听，但是你要知道你的生命呢更重要。
Life is more important than food.
你的生命呢比食物更重要。
Your health is more important than your clothes.
那你的身体呢比你的衣服更重要。
Many of us think our clothes is more important than our health.
很多人觉得我们的衣服更重要。
Yes, yes, yes. We always tell the ladies they don't want they want the beauty, don't want the temperature.
那我们常常就说，女士就是爱美，就是不爱那个叫什么，没有温，没有有风度，没有温度。
So we always warn our children, two girls, go out, you need to put more clothes. It's cold.
对，我就跟我们女儿讲啊，你们出去的时候多穿衣服，因为冷啊。
Anyway, so when we first build our life and everything else.Will be provided.
那当我们把我们的生命建立在磐上呢，就是其他一切他都会交给我们。
Life is like the house.
那我们生命就像这个房子。
Everything else, your finance is like furniture.
那呢，就是其他东西，就像你的经济啊，各个方面，就像那个里面的那个家具。
You always want good furniture.
那你老是想我要一个好的家具。
But the Lord says you first build your house.
但是神说你先建立你的家。
If you don't want to build your house,
如果你不想建立你的房子
what is furniture good about?
那有家具，好的家具有什么用呢？
But all this, Lord teach us very, very, like a father, to show us what is more important.
那这个就是好像一个父亲在教导我们什么才是更重要的事情。
Our life is solid.
那我们的生命就可以就是坚固的。
When we are willing to listen to the Lord,
当我们愿意来垂听神的话的时候
，If we today we are willing to listen to the Lord,
如果今天我们就愿意来听他的话
，Tomorrow when God speaks, we know that's His voice.
明天神跟我们说话的时候，我们就能知道那是神的声音。
That's why in Revelation chapter 3, when God talked to the Philadelphia church, He said, "Because you have kept my words when you are weak."
那呢，所以在启示录第三章呢，耶稣神就是跟那个帖拉铁菲教会讲说，当你软弱的时候，你就已经就可以听到我的声音。
So when the whole world is in the tribulation and the test, I will exempt you from the test.
那当世上的人就是被震动的时候呢，我会把你们就是分别出来，免去这些试探。
Basically, because you kept my words when you are small, when you are weak.
那其实就是你在弱小的时候，你还愿意听我的声音。
When you are young.
当你年轻的时候。
So when serious happen, and I will take all these things away.
那当这个就是很严重的事情发生的时候呢，我会保守你。
So that's something we need to desire.
那这个是一个我们要渴慕的一个东西。
Let the Lord train us when we are young.
让我们年轻的时候呢，神就能够来训练我们。
We are young when we are spiritually young or physically young.
不管是我们肉体上还是我们那个属灵生命的。
So when we get older, those problems becomes a pivotal, not a capital.
那当我们年长的时候，当我们就是。在信心上年长的时候呢，我们以至于我们的这个撞击呢，是一个 pivotal， 不是 crypto， 不是一个重的撞击。
So when Satan's all things come, we find it's not a problem.
当这个撒旦就是来攻击我们的时候，我们会知道哦，这并不是一个问题。
I just give one small example to conclude this.
那我就给一个例子来结束我们今天的讲道。
You know, just a few days ago, we had some incident for our Airbnb.
那几天前呢，就是我们做的那个家庭旅馆的出了一个事情。
We just started only in a very short time.
那我们做家庭旅馆才刚刚开始，没有多久。
But there's one lady give us a very very bad review.
但是有一个人呢，给了我们一个非常非常不好的评价。
Because Airbnb didn't refund her at the right time or whatever.
因为呢，这个 Airbnb 呢，这个网站呢，没有及时的跟他退钱。
So you know the Airbnb actually depends on these reviews a lot.
但是呢，作为就是家庭旅馆呢，我们的都是要靠这个评价。
You think about in 5 reviews, one is really really bad. you know, it's pretty bad looking.
那如果你有就是五个评价，但是其中一个是非常差的评价呢，你就会知道就是把整个评分都会拉下来。
Nobody want to book.
那很多人也就不愿意去就是订你这个酒店了，订你这个家庭旅馆了。
So.We were a little bit disturbed.
那我们当时就是有一点被搅扰。
So we together we come to the Lord to pray.
那我们一起呢就来到神的面前来祷告。
I said, we just do whatever we can.
那我们就做我们可能够做的。
Do it the right way.
用正确的方法来做。
We cannot be troubled by this.
那我们不能被这种事情来搅扰。
Because all people can say all kinds of things.
因为什么人都可以说各种各样的话。
You cannot please all people.
你不能够满足所有人的要求。
We just prayed, we declared all this, the people come or not, it does not depend on people's reviews, it depends on the Lord.
那我们就祷告呢，就是不管这人来呢，他都不是因着我们的评价而来，而是因着神而来。
After the prayer, a few hours later, all our rooms are booked for October.
那过了一段时间呢，我们祷告完以后，我们所有的房间就是十月份的全都订满。
So what I say, this is a small incident. The Lord is training us, don't put your faith in the circumstances.
那神就是教导我们了，我们的信心呢不能够建立在我们的环境上面。
Just do it according to my word.
而是呢，就是按着神的话语来做。
If you truly do wrong, you correct.
如果你做错了，你就改正。
If do it right, don't be scared by other people's opinions.
那如果你做的是对的话呢，你也不要惧怕别人对你的看法。
The Lord is going to bless you.
神会来祝福你。
Okay, let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
We are concerned about our prayers being answered.
主啊，我们就是关心我们的祷告是否能够蒙聆听。
Actually, you too. You are concerned about our prayers being answered too.
神啊，你也关心我们的祷告是否能够被蒙。
But thank you for teaching us our life is more important.
主啊，谢谢你来教导我们，我们的生命更重要。
You want our life to be built on a rock.
你希望我们的生命是能够建立在这个磐石上。
Build on Christ Himself and His words.
来建立在基督耶稣和他的话语上。
So that when whatever comes, the house is going to stand.
不管什么事情发生呢，我们这个房子呢都能够建立，都能够站立得住。
The house will stand. We still live in the house with good furniture, with good provision. Everything will be protected. Lord, we don't want to build our house on the sand. Lord, we pray and we thank you because you have given us the Holy Spirit. Everything we do, Lord, we know that your Holy Spirit is guiding us. Even if we do wrong, your blood still covers us. When we come to you, always correct, heal. You correct, heal, and also empower us. So in the coming days, we will be conscious of saying whatever we need to say. We don't say those things we shouldn't say. We forgive those we always forgive. When we teach our children, we use your way, not our way. When we treat our spouse, we use your way, not our way. When we make money, we use your way, not our way. Because in that way, you give us peace and everlasting love. Lord, we thank you. Your word says you will never fail. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.